All right, thank you so much, BBS Radio, for bringing this show live over the internet. My name is Gijs Minderhout. Today it is November the 23rd, the week of Thanksgiving. Exciting. The Monday night call, a wild card. Let's see what happens. We have had Lauren several times being interviewed. And it might happen again tonight. He has a lot of wisdom and insight that he shares with us. As we are waiting for more people to show up here on the phone line, as this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call, I'm going to play one of Win His songs, Everybody Loves You. All right, welcome to those folks that just joined in here on the phone line. Welcome to the Monday evening Win Free Wild Card. Feel free to say your name and location.
Hello, hi, this is Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome, Jane. How do you do?
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And we are 3 minutes away from the hour. Let's, I was about to play another song. Actually, I'm just going to start it, and if people come in, I'll stop it. Another song from Win, Do It.
Yeah.
And a little weakness and temptation will point to the fun. But you'll never find out where temptation will lead you if you're stuck in your imagination. So go out and get the experience. Or if you want, just stay home in your bed. Gotta live out your fantasies, fulfill your desires. Let them get out of your head. So baby, do it till you're sick of it. Do it till you can't stand no more. Do it till you're sick of it. Do it till it becomes boring. Everybody's got their perversion. Something in the closet they hide. Everybody needs some diversion. To occupy their time. And there are those folks that might make their judgment. They will try and make you feel the guilt. But I say, do it till you're sick of it. Do it till you're filled to the hill. Oh, baby, do it till you're sick of it. Do it till you can't stand no more. Do it till you're sick of it. Do it till it becomes boring. Now I'd like to tell you about a stipulation, one you may already know. Don't hurt nobody when you're doing it. Don't let nobody hurt you. Yes, I'd like to tell you about an exception, where the stipulation might be at fault. Sinful pleasure's okay, that is your bag, as long as you're consenting adult. So baby, do it till you're sick of it. Do it till you can't stand no more. Do it till you're sick of it. Do it till it becomes boring. Yeah, do it till you're sick of it. Do it till you can't stand no more. Do it till you're sick of it. Do it till it becomes boring. Oh, do it till you're sick of it. Do it till you can't stand no more. Do it till you're sick of it. Do it till it becomes boring.
Sick of it, yeah.
Oh, sick of it. Come on. Stand no more. Get sick of it. Do it till it becomes boring. Yeah, do it. Till you're sick of it. Do it till you can't stand no more. Do it till you're sick of it. Do it till it becomes boring.
So that was Win bringing entertainment to the bar scene. We had someone else join in here. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, everyone. Shirley from Ohio.
Welcome to you, Shirley.
Thank you.
All right, and we're at the clock of what, past six already. I welcome all you folks listening in online through BBS Radio. Thank you for being here. And we wait for Win and Terry and more people to show up. Just let my cat out of the door here. Gonna All right. So right after this show, if you're not aware of it, we do our daily whole planet healing conference call 7 days a week at 7 p.m. Pacific. And you're welcome to participate, no cost, just your presence and your positive intentions. You can call in at 712-770-4340. And the access code is 250-513-pound. I welcome the next caller. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi.
Oh. Good. And I want to mention still that you can find the information for the Whole Planet Healing Call also at the website wholeplanethealing.com. Whole as W-H-O-L-E. Good evening. Welcome to those that just joined in. Please say names and locations.
Good evening. Hi. Hi. Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Welcome, hi, Jennifer.
Everyone. Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Jennifer.
Well, hello, is it Jeannie? Welcome,
thank
Jeannie.
Thank you.
And more people have joined in. Feel free to say names and locations.
Hi, Jason, Jeannie, Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening,
hi, Don.
Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Everybody.
Hello, hi. Hello, Don. Hello, Jeannie. It's Wanda in Canada.
Welcome, hello, Canadian Wanda.
Hello, thank you.
How's little Ember?
Oh, she's
getting
she's
big.
She's a mean little Spitfire.
She's not taking any crap from the big cat. Big cats, huh?
I'm trying not to. The big cat sits there and entice her, chase her around, and then she turns around and beats on her.
She's funky.
So today she's got a sore eye.
Oh, poor little thing. Like a kid when they go out and play and get hurt.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome, Roger.
Roger. Good evening.
Hello, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Don. Hi.
For those people that just joined in here online through BBS Radio, we welcome you. You will get this show going here shortly. We wait for Winfrey to call in.
So, hi, have you been taking that black seed paste every day?
Yeah.
For how long now? 6 weeks now, about?
Something like it, yeah. Welcome to the next caller. Please say name and location.
It's Wynn and Lauren.
Hello, Wynn and Lauren.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Lauren.
Hello, Wynn and Lauren.
Now, let's see if Lauren is really here. Are you there?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's par for the course. You can tell he's really here when he says no.
That's right.
Hi. So, what was that you were taking? Sesame seed oil?
Powder. Mm-hmm.
Paste.
Okay.
It's a powder.
Oh, you don't
okay,
have
I'll
paste.
Check it out.
Powder, eh?
No paste. No, powder.
Would you like to say your name in your city?
But only if you want to, we welcome you.
You know how they make the paste? All they do is grind up the seeds and add, like, 1 cup of seeds ground up to 1 tablespoon of honey. Makes the paste.
I always heard that called tahini.
Oh, is that the same thing? Tahini.
Then
I don't
you
think
can eat it on your toast or put it in your vegetables or whatever, and it's just on your cereal.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Debbie, California. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Debbie. Welcome.
Hi. Hi.
Hi, Debbie.
Guys, how you doing?
You guys know what a tofurkey is?
Debbie?
When?
This is gonna be one of the most special calls ever. But go ahead and run; you'll miss it.
Go ahead and what?
Run?
Didn't you just say I gotta run?
No, I said when. You said Debbie. I said when. I should say Winifred. When?
Oh, okay. Good, you're gonna be here.
Oh, God, we have fun here, don't we?
We sure do.
Lots you guys of know what a, win. You guys know what a tofurkey is?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's where you mold tofu in the shape of a turkey before throwing it in the garbage.
Did you ever see the Raymond, the show, where his mother made tofu?
Well, Lauren wanted to say something. Excuse me. Would you say,
yeah,
Lauren?
You're, it's coming through garbled. Could you call me right back?
Sounds fine.
Or should I call you on this line?
Why don't you try the conference call? And if you don't get on, I'll call you back. Okay.
You still have, do you have the backup number, Lauren?
Oh, no, I don't.
See if I can find it here quick.
I had to conference Lauren in.
The backup number that I have is 559-546-1400.
That's an old one. I don't think one that applies any longer.
Okay. 951-262-7373.
Here, I have the two latest ones over here.
Oh.
Which are...
I also have 559-546-1400.
Yeah,
that's
that
old
was
one.
The first one. That's
that
old.
One is deleted. That's old, yeah.
I've used it just for this week, last week.
Okay, good.
So, Lauren, did you get that, Lauren? Come on, we want to start here. What's the matter with you? Come on.
Okay,
geez.
Here we go. The latest number I have is 425-535-9131.
I got 911.
Okay.
That's also one. That's another one. And then, so you dial this number first. Wait for the prompts, and then you dial the regular conference call number.
That's not Nick. Is complicated here. Okay, on this last number, the 425-535-9131. What's the access code?
You don't need an access code. You
don't.
You wait.
Listen, Lauren. Listen.
What?
Once you call and they answer, you're going to call in. Just as if you would be calling for the first time and dial this number that you normally call for this call and then put the access code in. Okay, you got it?
All right.
Goodbye.
Without the one pre-dial. All right. Welcome to the folks who just came on board. I think, is this Bonnie?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Bonnie. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you, Heise.
You're welcome, and I welcome the others that have joined in. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Bonnie.
I'm going to mute the dings.
Say your name if you're interested.
Hello to everyone on BBS. But don't mute everybody yet, okay?
I wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving week.
Yeah, but just don't have more than three people. For dinner.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna have Tom's...
Well, you can always just kill the
unless
turkey.
Your life. Unless you're governor.
Kill the turkey.
I was thinking...
Hey, Lauren, welcome.
So it worked, Lauren, yeah?
Yeah.
Good work. You actually sound good.
Good.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Actually, for Thanksgiving, I think I'm going to follow Victor and Al's advice and have a funeral for my pet turkey.
Well,
that joke wears well, doesn't it?
All right.
Yeah. You don't
Hayes?
Have a turkey.
Yes, Hayes?
Yes. Take a dead bird off your grill and have a funeral.
Will you be quiet? We're starting, okay?
Okay, your car grill.
It's November the 23rd. Ready?
Yeah, now listen, Hayes, pay attention, to, if you don't mind, pay attention to this call, because we might be muting and unmuting people, okay?
Right. Okay.
And opening the mics. Thank you.
The recording has started.
This is November 23rd, 2020. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, and Lauren in Forks, Washington. Hey, Lauren, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know, when I was a kid, we used to make fun of your city. Did you know that?
Oh, which city?
One you're in right now.
Oh, Forks?
Because, yeah, there used to be this joke that said, what's a four-letter word that begins with F and ends with K? And the answer was fork.
All right.
Never mind. All right. This is our wild card night, and it's going to be exceptionally wild tonight, I think. We don't know until it's over. But, you know, Lauren and I sometimes we don't just always talk about what's the difference between the void and nothing, okay? And, of course, the correct answer is my bank account. But that's not really true. But it could be sometimes. And Lauren is incredibly perceptive, and he has his own way of coming up with things outside of science. I have my way of coming up with things, and sometimes we have these incredibly creative conversations because we both kind of come up with different things. And and there's things that Lauren's been doing. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I just wanted to see if you're there, okay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. And last time we did it, I said, we should talk about this. We should talk about this on a Monday and see where it goes, okay? Now, are we unmuted now? Is everybody unmuted? Say yes.
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 Yeah.
Okay. Well, sometimes Lauren does counseling with people. And I've kind of observed what he does, what I perceive that he does, to help people get through obstacles. Do any of you have any obstacles that you want to get through?
Oh, yes.
Who doesn't?
Oh, I see. Well, I see. Pardon me?
I enjoy them.
You enjoy your obstacles?
Not really.
Well, Well,
is that obstacle glasses?
Was that what?
Is that obstacle glasses?
Obstacle glasses?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
In order to enjoy them.
Okay. So, the question is, do you guys want to talk about how to get through your obstacles, or would you rather talk about the difference between the void and nothing?
Obstacles.
Yes, obstacles.
You see, Lauren, do I make my point?
Yeah.
Okay. We were talking about this before the call started, and Lauren says, well, I really want to make sure everyone understands the distinction between void and nothing, and we'll have them ask questions. Well, we'll see. Here's what, you know, the world is made up of people that charge you to help you get through your obstacles, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can go to coaches, counselors, weekend trainings, how to open your heart, how to be more loving. People sell books on all of this. And you could even, you know, go to organizations that are built around questioning you and charging you a huge amount of money to question you to help you overcome your obstacles, okay? And sometimes it works. And oftentimes you go through a positive experience while you're doing it. But the obstacle doesn't go away. It comes back. Like, you're lonely and you get to talk to your therapist. And you feel good talking to your therapist. And then he charges you $100. And it's not exactly like having a friend. But he's good at acting like a friend. You know? And probably loneliness is one of the biggest things going that people want to overcome. Fear of rejection is another one. And in my conversation with Lauren, I came up with an idea that I think he agreed with me. I'm sure he'll butt in and tell me if he has something to say. But the idea was, we have established the Christ energy on our calls. And can you guys relate to having connected with that? Can you identify it?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm. Now, if you notice...
Anybody not?
They probably won't say it, okay? We'll see. Winner's going to give me a hard time, so it's okay. You could say you feel good vibes on the call. You could say that. And that's the Christ consciousness? Yes. Okay? In its own way, in my way of understanding it. So one of the things Jesus said, and this has nothing to do with Christianity or believing in Jesus, although that can work. What he said was true, and it relates to the Christ consciousness. He said, when two or more are gathered, I am also present. actually said, when two or more are gathered in my name, which you could substitute in my name for higher spiritual purpose, or when two or more are gathered in spiritual love, because it doesn't have to do with the person of Jesus, except that he created that for the people around him, and he did it in such a powerfully good way that in spite of the way religion may have screwed it up, and it doesn't mean, you know, depending on who a minister is exactly how screwed up it will be, because there's a huge amount of ministers that understand the Christ consciousness, that hold that, and they may not even be Christians, okay? It's not, they don't even have to name it that, but if you pointed it out to them, they would probably recognize it, okay? Mm-hmm. The Christ consciousness is when this energy comes in where you feel one with the other person. You don't have to try it. You just feel it. You feel a sense of love. How many of you are feeling a sense of love right now?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How many of you feel like the obstacles you go through during the week suddenly have dissipated right now?
Yes.
Yes.
It doesn't mean you're healed of them, but they're not in your way right now, right?
Right. Right.
So what I told Lauren was that if somebody is doing some kind of healing work with you, some kind of processing work, and whether it's a shrink or a therapist or a marriage counselor, if they can bring in the Christ consciousness, you have the opportunity then to look at your lower level pattern, which will very likely come back from a higher level. And I believe that's one of the things that's occurred for many of you who are coming to our calls all the time, because you keep tuning into that energy, and then we talk about lower level patterns. Who's that coughing? Lauren, are you coughing?
No.
Okay. We talk about the lower level patterns, and it starts to free you up a little bit of them. So I've seen Lauren do this with a couple of people, and I've seen him, it seems like he has some success, okay? Now, everyone doesn't have the same potential. Not everyone can be Tony Robbins, including me, okay? How many of you know who Tony Robbins is?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, sometimes he drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he says things that are really wise. And sometimes I think I may not like him because he probably trained Hillary Clinton at one point and Bill Clinton. Because all of these people were going to see him to learn how to be more powerful, right?
That's his own style.
That's his style. Of course, it's his style. It's his nature. And sometimes I think he brings in Christ energy, sometimes. And sometimes it's like, like an emotional energy. All right, everybody, come on. 1, 2, 3. And when everybody does that together, they do feel good. It's kind of emotional.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You know, it's not like when the Christ energy comes in, it's like you can feel the space. You can feel this loving space. And we've got it now. And we have the Elohim energy mixed in. But the Elohim energy is more subtle. Okay? And so what happens when the Christ energy comes in? Well, we have learned that there is this matrix that we all are existing in. Every human is part of a matrix. And most humans' matrices are compressed. They're compressed because... Do you guys know some of the reasons matrices get compressed?
No. No.
Well, anyone else?
Tell us.
What was that?
Please tell us.
Oh, please tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Just a second.
Sorry.
Jennifer likes that, actually. She says, everyone's paying attention to me. You don't even hear it, right?
Sorry.
Okay, I'll give you some of the reasons matrices get compressed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see what I'm talking about, and then you guys can give some things that I didn't think of, or Lauren can. They get compressed because of trauma that comes from past lives or this life. Trauma could be being abused. It could mean a very fearful death. Very oftentimes, if people have a death that they have a lot of fear involved with, the fear, the memory of the death carries with them from lifetime to lifetime. And it's unconscious. They just have fear, you know? And they're afraid to be all they are because they might die. I've had that, okay? Because I've had some difficult deaths. And I think getting over it in a big way. Terry's had that, okay? Terry, have you had trauma from fearful deaths?
Yeah, like my last life death, it was really hard to get through. It was really traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
And then there's the one where you were a writer, and in the French Revolution.
Oh, yeah, where they put me on the guillotine.
Yeah, and, you know, Terry happens to remember the past lives, but she still has had the pattern, you know, which is starting to go away. And in fact, Lauren worked with Terry and helped her release the pattern. One of them.
Good.
One of many, okay? So... dying in a way that created trauma it would probably be many of us, you know. I remember when I was younger, I used to drive on the freeways, and I had a shudder go through me like everything was going to explode. Now, I don't know the incident. I didn't even know about incidents then. I just remember feeling that, and I am pretty sure it was a situation in the past where I experienced that, okay? Explosions are one of the worst ways to die, and nuclear explosions are the very worst, okay? Mm-hmm. Let me see another thing besides trauma. Deep hurt, like you love somebody and they abandon you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep repeating that pattern. You don't want to love anybody because you don't want to be abandoned. You don't want to get hurt. And I have the theory that before you had that relationship that hurt you, you were already in a state of hurt. But it wasn't quite as bad as when your hurt gets healed and then it comes back. What do you think? Does that sound right to you, Lauren?
It can be. There's some mm-hmm. things go on, too. But yeah, that can happen.
So, deep hurt. Another thing that compresses your matrix is your belief patterns. And
maybe, let me mention something. With the term instead of compresses, how about collapses?
Collapses. Okay, collapses, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, keep in mind, at some point when we started in this realm, we probably started with a collapsed matrix, and we were trying to bring things into our life that would expand us. We're looking for things that expand us. Why do people look for love and want love so much? Why does love have the ability to expand you so to the degree it does? I'm talking about personal love now, relationship love. Why is that? Well, nobody knows.
It makes you love yourself more.
It makes you what?
Love yourself more, and you look inside yourself more, and then you beam outwards more love.
Yeah. Well, to some extent, a relationship, you know, we want reflection for ourselves. Even the Elohim said that. They said, we exist because of what reflects back to us. And the one infinite creator felt that. And that's why he started making subs, you know, the Elohim. And then the Elohim did it with each other. And so, but the idea is, if you're going to get a reflection back from someone else in a relationship, you're going to end up locking yourself, well, very often people lock themselves into each other's matrices. And after a brief honeymoon, because sex goes beyond all of that. And at its highest level, sex can open you up to getting a reflection back of your soul and makes you feel very balanced. Except usually there's these areas with the other person that haven't come up yet. That's why romance can be so high and people can be so, you know, so, what's the word, exalted when they're in the first stages of a romance. And sometimes that can go on for months. But eventually, unless you're working with another person who is fairly evolved, the energy dies out. And you end up staring right in the eye of each other's shadows. And that can be good. It's not bad, because if you understand that, you can work it through consciously, and you can not judge the other person's shadow. They don't judge your shadow. You don't have to react to the compression you feel when you're around their shadow. That's how you know when you're really getting it together and getting masterful, when you can be around people and no matter what shadow they projected you, you can be neutral. And of course, if it happens the other way around, they can be neutral. And then you get to see your shadow and process it with another person. And the relationship will go deeper at that point. Does that make sense? Doesn't make sense.
Yes.
I mean, yes. We all have been processing each other's shadows on these calls with the Christ energy holding. So it makes it okay to have a shadow and not to judge yourself and not to judge each other. But you got to be careful, because certain people will not use it in the right way. They will see your shadow and try to control you, okay, with your shadow. Like, if you're afraid of being abandoned, they'll always be threatening you. I'm going to leave. You better do this. And they keep you in a state of fear. Anyone have that experience? No. You don't want to admit it. Lauren, did you ever have that experience?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. But once you let that happen... Pardon me?
Transitory.
You probably left them.
A different thing altogether. Is I discovered that the other party was looking for a sensation.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't looking for a sensation. Mm-hmm. I just liked them. I mean, yeah.
So you couldn't make it work long term.
Right, because I have to be sensational all the time, and that's not me.
Mm-hmm.
I could see the pattern that they were stuck in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So it just didn't work.
I had somebody like that. And if I said the wrong thing, they would get mad at me and saying, I'm blocking my calls or something. And then I didn't call them. And they always called me. Sometimes it took 2 months. They may pretend nothing happened. But I got tired of the pattern. And I just stood my ground not to accept the pattern. And I told them, if you do that again, that's it. So it kept working for a while. So the real thing that we could do on this call is, now, I'm making this up as I go along, all right? So, to have somebody, one of you, talk about a pattern that you're aware of. You're not always aware of your patterns. You know, you're not always aware that you've had tragic deaths and all this stuff. But you can kind of identify it by the results. You don't need to know your past life to identify with the pattern. And I would suspect that many of you have gotten over there. The patterns that are caused by belief patterns, okay? That's one level of contraction, belief patterns. Lauren, can you give me an example of a contraction that's caused by a belief pattern?
A political belief blinds you to anything that comes along.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, you find out the truth and you go, I'm betrayed. Oh my gosh, it's the end of the world and blah, 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 blah. But because you could have seen it. And the fact is, you did see it. You got the cues. But you ignored the cues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same thing with religions.
Right. How many of you were brought up in a home where your parents had prejudice towards a certain group?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And that you couldn't help for a period of time, you couldn't help but be affected by that prejudice, right?
You start believing the same thing. You grow up that way, you know?
Yeah, you grow up
until you get older.
The more effective it is.
That's also why you see all the, you know, if you look at religion, it's all the, you know, it's the family grows up that way and all the children, you know, turn into the same religion. Not as much now as it was back in the day, but, you know, you brought it that way and same with the stuff you eat, you know.
Same thing with politics, in politics within families, and they go on and they'll go on with the same party of politics just because their parents did.
You take over the belief system, yeah.
I mean, I remember that I was brought up in a Jewish family, and there were certain beliefs that I was brought up with. One of them was the Jews were the chosen people, and they were the smartest people, and they are smart.
No, it's play.
Pardon me?
I'm sorry, I was being smart. I said, no, it's the Catholics.
Oh, they're the chosen people.
Actually, it's amazing. You go to, you had to study
kind of study religions and stuff. In most religions, they have the same saying. They were the chosen ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, you know, the Jews make more money. They're really smart. They're the artists, you know. But, you know, you can find reasons to think you're chosen. And then what happens is you start condescending to other people. And you can easily make enemies, because if you condescend to somebody, there's a good chance they're not going to like you. They're going to feel it. He thinks he's better than me, right? And, I mean, when I was a kid, I was really smart. I used to think I knew I was smart. And then another thing I was brought up with was a certain prejudice towards black people. None of you guys are in Black Lives Matters, are you? No. you know, we lived in a section of Philadelphia that was pretty white. And if a black person moved in onto the block, it was like the whole neighborhood would be talking. Jewish people would call them Schwarzes. You know what a Schwarze is?
No.
That's just the Jewish word for black, right?
Oh.
And they would call everybody else Goyim. My grandmother lived in our house with us, and she would talk about the Goyim. You know what Goyim are? Lauren, you must know what Goyim is, don't you?
Yeah, somebody told me, a couple of people told me, and I keep on forgetting it.
It's non-Jew, any other religion, okay?
Oh, that's it. Any other religion, yeah.
Goyim, right? And, you know, there were all these words that were in the culture that would train you to feel superior to other people. And I'll tell you what broke me of that was... my mother had this maid come to clean the house. And when she first came, I used to look down on her because she was black. And then we became friends. And she was so incredibly loving and wise. And she had the Christ energy. And I didn't even know what that was because I was Jewish. But I responded to it. In her. Her name was Reversa. And then I used to go visit her at her house. She lived in a black neighborhood. And in those days, it was scary. It was scary for me to go into a black neighborhood. But I did it anyway. And I survived. And I loved her. I could probably tune into her psychically. She loved me, and I recognized the quality of her emotion was much more present than all these Jewish people that I was brought up with. And I really overcome that. You know, when I was in Hollywood and playing music, I was a white guy that was accepted in that by that black songwriter. He had a whole office, and you know, and he had all these black people coming. And he loved me, and he gave me the key to his office. We never had a contract. We wrote songs together. They recorded a couple of them. And, you know, he was getting some disapproval from the other people in the office. And yet, he never swayed. He just didn't care. And, you know, we had synchronicity after synchronicity tying us together. And I couldn't understand it at the time. I mean, I couldn't understand synchronicities. I was having them. And you probably, did you hear the story of how I picked up this girl in a bar and then she moved? And I was already going into their office and I helped her move. I kept seeing her. I liked her. And I kept seeing her. And she moved into, rented a room from her girlfriend in kind of this luxury apartment building in Marina Del Rey. And one day I left that apartment in the luxury building, and I'm walking down the hallway, and on the door to the apartment next door to hers, there was an envelope pasted. Somebody left a message for somebody. And I looked at the envelope, and it was addressed to Brian Holland. the guy who I was already going to his office, and he already liked my songs, and we already had a couple synchronicities after that. And he learned that I had a girlfriend that lived next door to him. And he said, "When God must have sent you." And, I mean, this guy, like, you know his songs. Do you know his songs? I mean,
Oh yeah.
I mean, they were recorded by everyone in the world. Please, Mr. Postman, yeah. By the Beatles. "You Keep Me Hanging On," "Standing in the Shadow of Love," "I Hear a Symphony." I mean, he and his brother and another guy were Motown's founding songwriters when they were operating out of a garage in Detroit,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was sure. I mean, the only way I could explain it to myself was that God is setting me up here, okay? Whatever idea I had for God. And we still occasionally talk to each other. And I don't know what's bringing that up, but it's like when I would get out of my matrix and my conditioning, I kept having synchronicities like that. And I was blowing my mind on it. And then there was a part of me that said, "I'm supposed to start a career and settle down and raise a family." And when that would kick in, everything else would stop. But then I said, "Well, I can't be hitchhiking forever, you know?" But in any case.
Lynn, BBS is about to leave us.
Yeah, you know what? I was going to do something, and I was going to suggest next week. I was going to do it today, but we didn't get into it. But we laid a foundation. Next week, if any of you have the courage, why don't we work on some of your ways that you're contracted in lower levels? And we can see how Lauren does that, if he's willing to do it. Are you willing to do it, Lauren?
Everybody's different. So with that in mind, I mean, I can work with somebody, but
I work with an individual,
not a stage act. And well, everybody's different.
But you know what? We're only on stage if you think that. If I just think everybody's part of me. And including you, and everyone's part of you. But you know, not the thing about doing that is people are embarrassed for other people. Now look, I tell you everything that goes on with me. I just go through it. I fall asleep on the calls, and you guys are still here, okay? And so I'm setting an example that it's okay not to be perfect. And if we make it work, we can see if somebody can have some kind of advancement in their lower level programming or traumas that keeps them contracted. Are any of you open to that?
Yes.
Okay. Well, come back next Monday, okay? Because this is a safe place. There's only all of us on the line and all those people listening on BBS radio. But
and the NSA.
And the NSA. Well, good. Well, they'll probably call in and say, do me. But what time is it now? It's 1 minute to 8. We're going to Whole Planet Healing, 712-770-4340, penis 250513. If you didn't get it, go to thespiritchannel.net, the Spirit Channel, one word, and then all the numbers are listed there. And thank you, Jennifer.
All right, thank you all. Hope to see you at the Whole Planet Healing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.